The ADF receiver is an indicator in the aircraft. It receives signals from a non-directional beacon. The non-directional beacon, or NDB, refers to the ground transmitting station, and ADF, or automatic direction finder, refers to the receiving equipment in the aircraft. What you need to know about an ADF receiver, there's two kinds of ADF indicators. Actually, there's three kinds of ADF indicators. The private pilot written test only refers to two different types, the ADF fixed card and the ADF movable card. The third type is an ADF receiver with an RMI, or radio magnetic indicator. There are no questions about that. You do need to know how an ADF receiver works and what its indications mean. So we're going to talk about it. The ADF receiver receives signals from a transmitter, and they display an indication in the cockpit on the form of an instrument. We need to look at Figure 30 and Figure 31 in order to continue this discussion. Figure 30 shows four ADF receiver indications, and Figure 31 shows eight ADF receiver indications. If you don't have a figure in front of you, not a big deal. I'll explain these to you. Figure 30 has an ADF with a movable card, and so you have a compass rose scale, and there's a needle, and the needle is pointing to a number in the compass scale. On the movable card ADF indicator, that number changes by rotating a knob. The fixed card indicator is much more simple. It has a compass rose with a needle, but the compass rose always has zero at the top. Always. Just like a compass rose. Zero is at the top, 180 is at the bottom, 270 is over to the left, and 90 is to the right. The needle points to the NDB station. So wherever the station is, that's where the needle is pointing to. Pretty straightforward. Since the order of these figures are movable card is number 30 and fixed card is number 31, in order to make this clear and easy to understand, let me talk about the fixed card ADF indicators first. The ADF indicator needle points to the station. On a fixed card ADF indication, the ADF needle only indicates relative bearing, which means the bearing to the station that's relative to the nose of the aircraft. An ADF receiver is a pretty useful thing. It can be used to plot your position, to track inbound or outbound to a station, or to intercept a bearing to or from a station. The ADF needle points to the station regardless of where the airplane is pointing. That's all it does. It points to the station. When you cross over the station, the needle swings around from the nose to the tail, indicating you've passed over the station. The term relative bearing is used when discussing ADF receivers. Relative bearing is the angular difference between the nose of the airplane and the direction to the station. Aircraft heading is not taken into account. Magnetic bearing is a magnetic line from the aircraft to the station in relation to magnetic north. Bearing is the horizontal direction to one object from another. Bearings come in different flavors. There's true bearing, there's magnetic bearing, and there's relative bearing. True bearing is the direction measured in degrees from true north. Relative bearing is the direction to a station measured in degrees clockwise from the nose of the airplane. Magnetic bearing is the direction to or from a radio transmitting station measured relative to magnetic north. Magnetic heading is the direction the aircraft is pointed with respect to magnetic north. Magnetic north is the direction of the magnetic north pole as opposed to the direction of the geographic north pole. The geographic north pole is at a place where all the lines of longitude converge. That's called true north. And magnetic north is a place where all the lines of magnetic flux converge. That's magnetic north. If you look at a fixed card ADF, all it's telling you is relative bearing. You look at the needle, you read the azimuth on the compass pointer, so needle number one is pointing to 315 degrees. Needle number two is pointing to 09 or 0 degrees. Number three is pointing to 180 degrees. Four is pointing to 225 degrees. Five is pointing to 360 degrees or 0 degrees. 6 is pointing to 045, 7 is pointing to 270, and 8 is pointing to 125 degrees. The relative bearing for each of those indications is what I just told you. I just read them off to you. That's the relative bearing. With a movable card ADF, if the card is rotated so that your magnetic heading aligns with the index at the top of the card, the needle is giving you magnetic bearing to the station by looking at the head of the needle, and the tail of the needle is giving you magnetic bearing from the station. If you don't have a movable card ADF indicator, observe where the needle is pointing and then superimpose that needle on your heading indicator, and you've got a virtual movable card ADF. Actually, it's a virtual RMI. You can use an ADF receiver either to home to a station or track to a station. Homing to a station means you're flying the aircraft on any heading required to keep the azimuth needle pointed toward the nose of the aircraft until the station is reached. Tracking to the station means following a straight geographic track over the ground, and you do that by changing the aircraft heading to establish a wind correction angle. The wind correction angle cancels out the effect of the wind, and the aircraft goes directly over a straight line on the ground to the station. The one formula you need to memorize in order to understand ADF and solve the ADF problems is you have to understand elements that constitute magnetic bearing. Magnetic bearing to the station is composed of two components added together. Those components are magnetic heading plus relative bearing. Memorize this. Magnetic bearing to the station equals magnetic heading plus relative bearing. The fact of the matter is, you need to know how to arrive at a magnetic bearing to the station because there are test questions that ask you that. For example, let's look at figure 30, illustration number 3. One of the test questions asks, what is the magnetic bearing from the station? And the three answer choices are 25 degrees, 115 degrees, or 295 degrees. Well, let's look at figure 30, illustration 3. The needle is pointing to the right side of the index mark, just shy of 300 degrees, maybe 295 degrees, somewhere in there. Well, that's the magnetic bearing to the station. It's 295 degrees. What is the magnetic bearing from the station? It's the reciprocal of 295 degrees. It's where the tail of the needle is pointing to, which is 115 degrees. A quick way of figuring a reciprocal is by asking yourself the question, for example, what's the reciprocal of 270 degrees? Well, it's a cardinal point on the compass. You probably know that that's west and the reciprocal is east. The way to figure it mathematically, ask yourself the question, what is the reciprocal of x? Say x is 270 degrees. The question you ask yourself is it more than 180 degrees? If it's more than 180 degrees, I'll add 20, and then I'll subtract 200. It's easy to add 20 to any number. 270 plus 20 is 290 degrees. 290 minus 200, it's easy to subtract 200 from any number. The other thing you ask yourself, is it less than 180 degrees? For example, what is the reciprocal of 0.35 degrees? Well, 0.35 degrees is less than 180, so I'm going to subtract 20 from 0.35 degrees, which is 35 degrees. 35 minus 20 is 15. 15 plus 200 is 215 degrees. The reciprocal of 0.35 is 2.15. The rule of thumb is, if it's greater than 180 degrees, you add 20 and then subtract 200. If it's less than 180 degrees, you subtract 20 and then add 200. Let's look at figure 31. There's one other question type that requires you understand this. And the way they phrase the question is, look at figure 31, illustration 8. Looking at this illustration, it looks like the relative bearing is 135 degrees. So the station is to the right and behind us. The question asks, if the magnetic bearing to the station is 135 degrees, the magnetic heading is, well, if the magnetic bearing to the station is 135, magnetic bearing is relative bearing plus magnetic heading. Well, the relative bearing is 135. If the magnetic heading is 135, that's 135 plus zero, which means the magnetic heading is 360 degrees or it's zero. Well, you're probably asking yourself, all right, that's pretty straightforward. I can figure out what my relative bearing is by reading the needle. I can figure out what my magnetic bearing to a station or from a station is by reading the needle and adding my magnetic heading. But how do I intercept a magnetic bearing and track that bearing to the station? I knew you were asking yourself that because I told you how to home to a station, which is really easy. You turn the aircraft so that the ADF needle points and remains pointed to the nose of the airplane. But how do you track to a station? Well, that's easy also. Here's how you do it. You begin by homing. You point the airplane to the station and you fly a heading to that station. Keep your wings level, maintain a desired heading, and watch what happens to the needle. Note whether the needle starts moving to the left or to the right of the nose of the airplane, and figure out how many degrees deflection that is. For example, if the ADF needle is pointing 20 degrees to the right of the nose of the airplane, that's telling you that you have a wind from the right that's causing you to drift to the left of your desired course. 20 degrees to the right, huh? Okay, double that. Turn the aircraft toward the desired magnetic bearing 40 degrees. When you do that, the needle is going to move. It's going to turn to the left. Hold that heading until the needle is the same number of degrees off to the left as the intercept angle that you took. So you took a 40 degree cut to the right. Wait till the needle is 40 degrees off to the left. When the needle is 40 degrees off to the left, you are now reestablished on the original track prior to the aircraft drifting. You know that if you return 40 degrees off to the left of where you are just heading, you'll probably drift off again. You'll be on course for a while, but you'll drift off. So why don't you take out half that correction? Try turning 20 degrees to the left. If you're holding a heading that's 20 degrees to the left and the needle is 20 degrees to the right, you are tracking the desired course to the station.